D60 Soul Path Analysis for Willie Nelson. Let us do the Soul Path Analysis based on D60 chart of Willie Nelson. Now, the sun placed in the fifth house, ruling the 12th house, and influenced by the D60 deity Gora, placed Willie Nelson on a soul path where personal creativity, legacy, and performance had to pass through the fires of karmic reckoning and inner confrontation. The fifth house signifies creative self-expression, emotional imprint, and performance. The 12th relates to isolation, surrender, and spiritual dissolution. Gora, meaning terrible, reveals a soul that carries fierce karmic responsibilities, often manifesting through trials, loss, or intense internal battles. For Nelson, fame and artistry were not merely for glory, but for confronting the darker forces within and around him. His artistic legacy, especially his ability to channel personal suffering into soulful music, reflected this intensity. The soul lesson involved purifying creative expression through the trials of solitude, sorrow, and deep self-reckoning. The fire of performance was not for external validation, but for internal transformation and karmic resolution. The moon placed in the seventh house, ruling the 11th house, and also aligned with Gora, added further intensity to Willie Nelson's emotional and relational journey. The seventh house governs partnerships and the mirror of the other, while the 11th deals with collective purpose, mass influence, and societal ideals. The moon here created a soul that was emotionally intertwined with his audience, his partnerships, and the collective hopes of those around him. Gora's harsh fire, however, meant this emotional resonance came at a cost. Misunderstandings in personal life, overwhelming emotional entanglements, or cycles of deep disappointment. His music reflected this poignancy, deeply empathetic, yet often mournful. The soul's directive was to transform emotional hardship into devotion to the collective spirit, to endure relational tumult not as punishment, but as a test of resilience and emotional wisdom, and to ultimately reflect society's wounds through a deeply personal voice. Mars in the seventh house, ruling the third and eighth houses, and influenced by the deity Komala, infused Willie Nelson's partnerships and public interactions with action-oriented tenderness, creative assertion, and a touch of emotional delicacy. Mars as ruler of the third house, communication, performance skill, and eighth, emotional intensity, karmic depth, suggests a need to courageously express deeper truths, sometimes hidden, sometimes controversial, through personal initiative and shared spaces. Komala brings softness, aesthetic refinement, and a poetic energy to otherwise aggressive Mars. His ability to fuse raw emotional content with gentle, melodic artistry reflects this union beautifully. Publicly, his presence exuded both quiet strength and emotional receptivity, while privately, his drive to explore emotional depths may have left him vulnerable. The soul lesson was to temper courage with empathy, to channel creative intensity through compassion, and to act from a place of inner grace rather than ego-driven conquest. Mercury placed in the first house, ruling both the first and 10th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Indu, formed the cornerstone of Willie Nelson's identity and career path through emotional intelligence, grace, and healing presence. The first house governs selfhood and how one engages with the world, while the 10th governs vocation, legacy, and social contribution. Mercury here made his mind sharp, adaptable, and expressive, giving him the versatility to navigate changing artistic trends while remaining unmistakably authentic. Indu, the nurturing and cooling lunar deity, softened Mercury's analytical tendencies into soothing communication and an emotionally restorative public voice. Nelson's style, often laid back, melodic, and philosophically simple, held within it a deeper emotional resonance that allowed his words and presence to calm, connect, and console. His soul's directive was to express from a place of intuitive clarity, letting his voice and being offer nourishment to others. The aim was not just to speak, but to heal through speech, to sing not merely for fame, but for emotional redemption. Jupiter placed in the fifth house, ruling the fourth and seventh houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Vamshakshaya, added gravity, emotional depth, and a karmic awareness of ancestral responsibility to Willie Nelson's creativity and relationships. The fifth house governs artistic output, romantic expression, and personal legacy. The fourth relates to emotional roots and inner life, and the seventh to partnerships. Vamshakshaya, meaning dissolution of lineage, brings themes of familial disconnection, inherited burden, or the breaking of tradition. Jupiter's otherwise expansive and optimistic nature had to work within this context, seeking to create light from what may have felt emotionally broken or spiritually incomplete. Nelson's songwriting often wrestled with themes of longing, loss, and reconciliation, carrying the grief of old patterns while trying to birth a new emotional order. His soul path required him to become a conscious bridge, expressing joy and wisdom without denying pain, and breaking inherited cycles through art and love, even when the effort felt isolating or spiritually heavy. Venus placed in the ninth house, ruling the second and ninth houses, and guided by the D60 deity Amrita, shaped Willie Nelson's aesthetics, voice, and belief system through emotional sweetness, devotion, and the pursuit of soulful beauty. The ninth house governs higher ideals, dharma, and philosophical guidance. The second rules voice, values, and speech. Venus here gave him the power to make higher truths feel intimate, to bring a devotional softness to matters of destiny and belief. Amrita, the nectar of immortality, blessed this placement with an emotional elegance that could soothe suffering, inspire reflection, and elevate everyday experiences into spiritual expression. Nelson's music, timeless, simple, yet steeped in emotional depth, reflected this influence. His soul lesson was to harmonize personal expression with universal truth, to make love and longing into a sacred path, and to offer his art as nourishment for weary spirits, drawing from a well of emotional immortality. Saturn placed in the second house, ruling the fifth and sixth houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Kala, brought themes of responsibility, endurance, and karmic timing into Willie Nelson's speech, values, creativity, and service. The second house governs voice, personal principles, and sustenance. The fifth rules creative expression and emotional imprint. The sixth governs daily work, service, and karmic obstacles. Saturn in this placement often delays but deepens, requiring that expression, especially in matters of art and speech, be earned through persistence, hardship, and restraint. Kala, the embodiment of time and karmic justice, added a dimension of inevitability to his creative journey. Things came slowly, but with lasting impact. His soul had to endure limitations, perhaps early silencing or delayed recognition, in order to distill wisdom through experience. Over time, his voice became one of steady reliability, carrying the weight of years, pain, and resolution. The soul lesson was to treat his words and art as sacred labor, slowly ripening offerings that could only emerge through cycles of discipline, patience, and deep karmic repair. Rahu placed in the sixth house, ruling the same house, and influenced by the D60 deity Deva, intensified Willie Nelson's karmic engagement with struggle, service, and moral confrontation, but did so with a higher spiritual calling. The sixth house governs debts, enemies, illness, and humility through action. Rahu here fueled a restless need to resolve chaos, often immersing him in challenges tied to health, work, legal issues, or power dynamics. Yet under Deva's guidance, this unrest had a righteous direction. The soul was pushed to rise above ego-driven conflict and channel its ambition into sacred duty. His activism, battles with industry forces, and resilience through personal setbacks all reflected this current. Rather than being consumed by adversities, he was meant to evolve through them, transforming struggle into service. The soul lesson was to purify ambition through humility, and to realize that enduring and overcoming hardship was itself a kind of spiritual offering. Ketu placed in the 12th house, ruling the third house, and also influenced by Deva, brought Willie Nelson a natural detachment from worldly attachments, public approval, and ego-driven expression. The 12th house signifies isolation, spiritual transcendence, and retreat. The third governs communication, effort, and self-expression. Ketu here made him inwardly oriented, often driven more by inner calling than external validation. Under Deva's influence, this detachment was dignified, noble rather than apathetic. His creative instincts, third house, were not for spectacle but for reflection. His lyrics often carried the mark of a soul that had stepped back, observed quietly, and spoken only when it mattered. Fame did not define him, it passed through him. The soul lesson was to allow silence, seclusion, and spiritual depth to guide his expression, and to embrace the quiet wisdom of surrender, knowing that what he created was ultimately in service of a higher, invisible harmony.